Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down. You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now. We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, missing your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot, that'll make your ass come on top. I'ma speak the words, get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me, your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man, then no longer waiting, girl. I said, some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life, and girl, I'll shut it down. Oh, because it came.
Yo, what's up, y'all? What's up, this is Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cass, chilling as usual. Me and my man, Father Time. What's going down, Timer?
What's cracking, Doc?
You know how we do, man. Networking and politicking like we do every day about this time. Shout out to my girl, Slick Nick. I know my girl at work. I see you looking. I see you listening. So you know how we do. Hey, I kicked it with Mick this weekend, man. You know how we do. We kick back, had a couple of Heinekens. Kick back and had a great motherfucking time.
What y'all do? Talk about Derrick Rose?
Nah,
oh, that's right. You forgot. He ain't playing. My bad.
Yeah, yeah.
Talk about that, Mick. I forgot your boy ain't playing. He'll be back, though.
Yeah, he gonna be. He gonna come limping back in and then break his leg again. Shit, that nigga. Yeah. He's the first motherfucker. I think we got trouble.
He ain't played a game in 2 years.
Slick Mick, I know you ain't work. What's happening?
What's up, motherfuckers? What's going on, y'all? How y'all doing tonight?
We chilling. I didn't bring up Derrick Rose. I agree with him, but I didn't bring him up.
I know. I said, that nigga know how to push my buttons. He do. I love him, though. Man, I just want to say what's up to everybody from on Sin City, y'all, before I get back to this work.
That's what's happening, man. You know how we do. You know, we network politics like we always do. Hey, tell that dude Gerard he needs to get on here. Him and Lamar.
Yeah, I'm going to have to holler at their heads in a minute and tell them. Yeah. What's up?
You know how we do it, man. You know I got to get into some old crazy shit. Hey, man, let me ask you something, dog. I mean, why just me and you? Well, okay, wait a minute. We got lick stuff. I mean, damn, that's Janine. That ain't lick stuff. Janine, what's happening?
Hello.
What's good, baby?
Nothing much.
All right. Well, check this out. I'm going to get into this, man. This is something that I want to touch on, man. Yeah, now. Okay, check this out. I want to go a little relationship thing right quick. I mean, if everybody embark with this with me. We in a relationship. All right, now, Janine, Bob, time you with me?
I'm here. Go ahead. All
right, man. I think me and you done embarked in this before. I mean, we done been a part of this. You're in a relationship with a motherfucker who got a crazy-ass family. Now, they tell you all kinds of shit about their family. They tell you that they family. And wait a minute, for the record, before I even finish my statement. shout out to my Scott family. I know y'all retarded than a motherfucker, but I love y'all anyway. So I'm going to put that out there first. I know I got a crazy-ass family. But now you deal with a motherfucker whose family you know is crazy, dog. You know they crazy.
I just have to say Gibson. Go ahead.
No, okay. Okay. Now, your girl telling you all this, and then she look at you and be like, do you think I'm crazy? What do you say, man? What do you say for that? Would you tell her that she's crazy?
But with a smile. I say, yeah, but with a smile, like I'm playing, but I'm serious as hell. I mean, come on, man. You know the Gibsons just like I know the Gibsons.
Yeah,
them motherfuckers are crazy. You know every last one of them is off the rocks. All of them. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And that's from experience. You know, you know the experience I'm talking about.
Right.
So when she used to say stuff, I'd be like, damn, for real? You know what I'm saying? She would say something, I'd be like, oh, I don't know about that. You know what I mean? So I go to Mr. Charlie, and he confirmed it. I'd be like, damn, for real? The whole family is crazy as hell.
But you know, it's always the one that you fuck with that don't think that she crazy, though.
Yeah, she thought she was sane, but...
Yeah, she thought she was sane
the
motherfucker in the family.
And still do, to this day.
All right, well, now let me...
You remember that night in the club when I came back and we went up to, was it the hole?
Uh-huh, I remember that day.
And she was up in there?
Yeah, I remember that day perfectly.
Man. Are you trying to tell me that motherfucker ain't crazy?
Well, listening to Janine Huffin. You got something you want to say about it?
I mean, y'all got y'all opinions, and I'm sure the woman got her opinion.
Okay, well, you speaking for the women. Talk, woman.
I guess when they say... Like, for my family, for instance, I don't think I'm as crazy as them. When you come around, you know, like, if I come around now with my guy or something like that, they actually are acting a little better than what they usually do. So I think I kind of know them a little bit better, knowing that they actually are crazier than that. But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like I can control myself better than they can. Because if that's the case, I would say I'm just like them. But sometimes we don't feel like we just like them. We're not saying that we don't have a lot of their tendencies and things like that, and we may not act like them sometimes. But we don't feel like we, you know, sometimes we just don't feel like we act like them all the time because we know truly how they are.
And I guarantee you, you got a cousin that's saying the exact same thing about everybody else.
Exactly.
I guarantee you. Nobody thinks they're crazy. But everybody around him is like, that motherfucker crazy as hell.
Exactly.
They trained in the motherfucker to them.
Yeah.
Everybody think everybody else crazy, but then they get to agreeing with the crazy motherfuckers. Well, I don't really think she crazy. I just think that she thought about, no, what she said was totally crazy.
I think everybody got a crazy motherfucker in their family.
Okay,
you know
but
what
now
I mean? I had.
Go ahead, Doc.
Go ahead.
No.
I had Jerry.
Like,
everybody knew Jerry was crazy as hell. Except
him. Nah, Jerry wasn't crazy.
Shit. You saw him at work. I saw his ass every day. That motherfucker was nuts. But to him,
well, hell, I seen
my
him
mama
work
was crazy.
Too, Now, come on now. You can't say that because I've seen him off work too, motherfucker. I grew up with you.
You know, I'm just saying. But, I mean, he think my mama crazy as hell. So go figure. You know what I mean? Bruce think both of them crazy than the motherfucker. So, I mean, that's the way that stuff works, man. Like, I think I'm the sanest one out of all my brothers and sisters, but they probably think I'm just crazy as fuck.
Mm.
Or just a straight-up asshole.
Mm. I don't know about you being the sanest one. Think I'm going to have to push that one towards your sister, man.
Why would you say that?
I think Valina was just a little bit more saner than you and Reg. I mean, this is my personal opinion. Not to say that Valina didn't do her dirt, but y'all motherfuckers kind of took it a little step beyond.
Well, I mean, hey, family, you know what I mean? You can't pick and choose the motherfuckers. Like, man, when I was little dog, I tried to trade my mama in. I tried to trade her in. Nobody took her.
No, it didn't. Nobody take her. It wasn't nobody took her. Nobody to take you. That's what that was.
Man, I was like the ending of this coach, man. I'm putting her ass on the market. I take a 7th-round pick, 4th or 8th-round pick, whatever you give me, I'm going to take.
Like I say, they didn't want to pick her. They just didn't want to pick you. But now let me ask you this, man. Let's go a little different now. Let's have a little fun. Now let me ask y'all. Other than the bedroom, what do you like to get shit popping at? Now, Janine, I'm gonna start with you. Now, if you got to get shit popping, and I mean, we're gonna exclude everything goes except the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Where you want to get it popping at?
On the pool table.
Damn, you got a pool table?
No.
Oh.
You said it like I'm coming to live with your house.
Right.
Man, I come over there and shoot some pool.
Yeah, yeah, I'm coming to shoot
pool.
Every day. You want to shoot pool? I'll be a that motherfucker every day. My mama said, you sell who you want to shoot some pool.
I mean, I had always planned on getting a pool table, but of course.
I did too. I've been wanting a pool table forever. I just never bought one.
And now I don't really have the room to get one, but when I move, I will. But I've always wanted to do it on a pool table.
I had one before.
Yeah, it's gone now, motherfucker. It don't do no good.
Yeah, it's gone like a motherfucker. When I moved, I couldn't take that bitch with me. Tearing their ass up down in the basement. But I think you're talking about something that you got in your house right now.
I mean, wherever. It don't matter. In your house, in your car, wherever the fuck you, other than the bedroom, where's the place?
Well, for me, it'd be the beach.
The beach. Okay. Are we talking in the car on the beach or?
No, on the sand.
Under the
moonlight. You know what I mean? You know how you like take a girl out for like a little one of those romantic midnight rendezvous or whatever you want to call it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's so nice. It's so nice.
Here's the thing. We're in Indianapolis, man. There's no beaches here.
Y'all ain't got no lakes or nothing?
Man.
There's got to be some water somewhere there.
Dude, it drives a bone. Everybody got, all these apartment complexes have swimming pools. There's no beach here.
You got to go all the way to Gary to go to the beach?
Yeah, exactly. Or what is it, Monticello to, what's that, Indiana Beach?
Wow. Damn, you come on up here, man. She, you got 10,000 of you, pick one.
That's what I'm saying. That's my whole thing, dog. There's no motherfucking beaches here.
Well, that'd be my pick. Under the moonlight with a blanket, a little picnic basket. I'll go for some shit like that. That's what's happening. I mean, that's just me. I don't know what y'all would pick, but that's what I would do. What about you, man? Where are you going?
If I could pick something, if I could just really just like pick, you know what, man? I want to do one of them New York windows, them skyscraper hotels where there's no blinds or nothing, and you 30 stories up, and you can just be fucking right there in the window.
See it. No, I don't think so.
Man.
That motherfucker fuck around and break, it'd be like a double suicide.
No, man, you gotta try that, dog. I promise. I want to try it, man. I want to try it.
Would you do it if they had a balcony? And would you go out on the balcony and do it?
No, I'm not going on that balcony. I need that glass, please. Exactly. I'm not going on that glass. I'm not going out on that balcony. I'm not going.
I would try the balcony. You
That's
know, them rails on there pretty tight.
You're not even going outside.
How in the fuck you going to talk about you going on the balcony?
No, I ain't playing with that glass. But if it's a balcony, I mean, come on. You know that shit's on that tight as hell because they're on the balcony 30, 40 stories up. Them balconies ain't going nowhere. Them rails is on that tight.
Okay, the glass is you overlooking the balcony.
No, but the glass can break. Balcony
and you
can.
Ain't going to do nothing but fall onto the balcony.
No, fuck that. I'm straight.
So you never had wants to have a motherfucker pinned up against the glass, like on the movies.
Yeah, but now no 30 stories up. Hey, we got a new caller, man.
But you want to go on the balcony? Okay.
I would, because the rails is tighter. The rails are screwed into the brick. Bring in the caller, man.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. 1 second. 1 second. I'm moving around here, man. I'm networking and politicking. Trying to get other motherfucker on the show. You got it?
I think it's Liquor Store. I ain't 100% sure, though. What's happening, Liquor Store?
Nah, it's Mia.
Liz,
hello?
What's happening, Liz?
I
what's
said Mia. It's Mia.
Oh, Nia. I thought you said Liz.
No.
What's happening, Nia? How you doing?
I'm kind of under the weather, so I ain't going to do too much talking tonight. But I'm on here supporting y'all.
Well, before you push one, so you got to talk anyway.
Huh?
All right, give it a scenario, man.
All right, man. Other than the bedroom. We need to find some place that you just like, this is where I want to do it at. Other than the bedroom.
What? Say it again?
Some place you want to do it.
Other than the bedroom?
Other than the bedroom.
Yeah. Anywhere besides, anywhere. They're going to get boring for me. I really want to do it outside, like in the backyard.
You know what? That's fun.
That's what I really would like to do.
That's fun. Now, do you want to have the security gate over, or you just fucking, let's just go?
Well, I got the gate and all this stuff outside, but the way our house is set up, he's filthy or whatever. I don't care. I just want to do it.
You live with one of the king of the swingers. Shit, that shouldn't even be a problem.
I didn't say it was going to be a problem.
Oh, so y'all have done that? Or y'all plan on doing it?
I would like to, yeah. I haven't talked about it, but since we're talking about on the show, I guess that would be a good thing to start talking about, huh? Since the weather getting warm.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure he going to be like, yes, yes, and yes.
Why not? Yeah, of course.
I'm asking. I don't know what the man's going to say.
The man's going to say, yeah, let's do it.
I'm hoping
whatever
to say yes.
Whatever I like. Whatever I like.
Whatever you like.
Okay.
Well, now, let's switch gears, man. It's something I want to talk about now. All right, we're going to talk about this, and I just want everybody's honest opinion. And, you, dog, I'm going to start with you. We're going to talk about respect. We're going to talk about respect. All right?
Okay.
Follow me, dog. All right.
Go for it. I'm with you.
All right, let's just say that we're going to say... We're going to say we at the ball.
Okay.
All right, now, we at the mall, man. We taking it. Well, you know, we ain't going to say mall. We're going to say club. We at the club. You know what I'm saying? We taking it. We having a good time. We parlaying. You know what I'm saying? Everybody kicking
it. Bebe there? Is Bebe there?
No, Bebe ain't there.
All right. I'm with you now.
Bebe ain't there. Nah, right. Motherfucker, you and your old lady there, though. Motherfucker walk up.
Okay.
Motherfucker walk up, and he speak to her. You know, hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in a minute. How's everything been? But the nigga never acknowledged you. He never say nothing to you when he walk away and just be like, all right, now you be good. You know, whatever he say, shit, keep it real, whatever the fuck he say. Do you feel like that motherfucker's being disrespectful?
Hell yeah. Me personally, if he spoke to my girl and didn't speak to me, I would probably go say something to him. Like, yo, did you not see me standing there, bro? Just acknowledge that you see me standing here, and she with me.
And once again, man, you don't agree on everything on this show, but I got to agree with you that. Because if I'm standing there, motherfucker, if you speak to her and you see me standing next to her, motherfucker, you need to be like, at least, hey, what's happening, bro? You know, but if
exactly.
I feel like you just totally out of fucking pocket. You just out of pocket. And I'm with you, dog. I'm going. Hey, yo, bro. This ain't that.
Right. Did you not see me? Did you not think we were together?
Because my first question, and I'm going to say it in front of her. Who the fuck is he?
There you go.
Who the fuck are you?
And see, that's a good opener because most people, if you said that, then usually the dude would acknowledge you. Oh, hold on, dog. I'm just so-and-so. You know, we go back to, you know, he's going to tell you what they, you know what I'm saying, how they know each other. Now, you got that wannabe tough mug.
That's going to walk away
with like
the smirk
even
on his
you.
Face. Yeah, now I'm going to knock the fuck out of him. I'm going to bust that nigga right in the back of his shit.
Is it
that's
that
all
deep?
I'm saying.
Yeah,
is that deep from a hello?
Yes, it's that deep. You don't disrespect. That's just like me walking up to a woman and hugging her and then just walk away and be like, come on.
I don't think that's the same thing.
Oh, it is the same thing.
Okay, hold on, dog.
Before we even say anything, let's get the female's point of view of this. Okay. Mia, what do you think? I mean, is it disrespectful? Is it not disrespectful? What?
She don't think it's disrespectful after what she just said.
I know.
Now,
that's
I
why we
put her on the spot.
No,
I want to hear what you got to say.
He just explained two different scenarios, so that's why I said it that deep. But I'm saying, like, it depends on how the situation, if it was a whole conversation, just walk up, hey, how you doing, whole
ain't
conversation.
No, it ain't got to be no whole conversation. Motherfucker, if you walk up and speak to mine, you better speak
hey,
to
what's
me.
Up? And keep moving, then, I mean, what's wrong with that?
All right, you going to move.
Let me ask you a question.
Get...
Hold on, dog. I'm going to put you on the spot. Okay, you at the bar with your guy. Y'all just chilling. Y'all sitting at the bar chilling. Actually, y'all standing next to the bar. Female comes up and just hugs him. Don't say nothing to you. She just straight hug him. Hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in so long. All right, I'm about to go over here with my girl. You don't think you just got disrespected? She ain't said one word to you. And y'all standing right next to each other. You don't think you just got disrespected?
Touching and saying, hey, what's up?
You know what? All
right. Touching is two different things.
Hold on. I'm going to tell you
again.
Like this. You ain't even got to go that far as to say to touch it. You ain't even got to go that far. I'm going to be real with you. Yes, I'm going to let a man's secret out. I'm going to do that on Sin City. I know I go against all codes by doing this, but I'm going to let a man's secret out. Shit. If I walk up to you and say, hey, what's up? Or how you doing? And I don't acknowledge your dude, and you don't acknowledge your dude, I'm feeling like your dude's a bitch. That's real talk. That's just
all
me.
Right, hold that thought, man. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
What up, man? It's Drew.
What's up, Drew?
What's cracking, Doc?
What up?
All right, you hit one, dog. What you got to say?
Who you talking to me?
Yeah.
About what?
Oh, shit,
all right, hold on. I'm gonna give it to you. All right, check this out, dog. You and your girl at the bar. Y'all went out for a night. Y'all at the bar having a good time. Dude comes up to your girl and speak to her. They have like a 45 second conversation. Hey, how you doing? I ain't seen you in so long. Blah, blah, blah. He ain't said one word to you. Now he see you standing next to her, but he never even acknowledged you. Now he said one word to you. He talking to her, and he turned around and walk away. Do you feel like you got disrespected?
Nope.
You don't?
No, I don't.
Well, damn.
You don't think you got disrespected?
No, I do that shit all the time.
He never even acknowledged you.
I mean, he ain't got to acknowledge me because he don't know me. He know her. What if they went to school together and they you know, said they ain't seen each other in 20 years or something. And it's just
man,
like just a
I don't give no fuck. You
I mean,
speak
I mean,
to
you
me.
You asked me for my opinion. I'm just giving.
I hear you, Drew. I'm sorry. I just feel like a motherfucker. I mean, because I know me. I know I'm a jackass by nature. You know what I'm saying? And I do jackass shit. You know what I'm saying? I just feel like a motherfucker's supposed to if you see me and her walking hand to hand, motherfucker, respect me. Respect me.
I didn't walk up to a female, somebody I know, you know what I'm saying? Just like when I moved back here, I ain't been here but 2 years, I moved back here. I went from the club and see some females that I know, and they what they got. I walk up to her, hey, Cynthia, how you doing? You know what I'm saying? Ain't a long time, I don't say shit to him because I don't know him.
Drew, I will punch you in the mouth. Drew, I got to punch you. All I can say,
you better be prepared. If you punch you in my mouth, you better be prepared. We're going to tear that motherfucker down.
Oh, motherfucker. That's my whole thing. I'm trying to tear this motherfucker up. That's my whole thing. But see, my thing is, dog, it ain't got to be like that because, I mean, I'm a man just like you. I mean, damn, respect goes a long way.
I mean, but what? I mean, but
all right, hold that thought. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening? Who this?
Hey, this is Selena. What's going on?
What's happening, Selena?
What's up, Selena?
Hey.
Hey, Selena.
Hey. What y'all talking about? Everybody make that voice.
Selena, I'm gonna give you the situation. You and your dude at the club. Y'all chilling at the club, the bar, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Y'all standing. It's obvious that y'all together. A female walks up to him. They have like a 30-second conversation. It's obvious that they know each other. But she don't say nothing to you. She says nothing to you. She talks to him about 30 seconds. Then she say, all right, I'll talk to you later. Nice seeing you. Blah, skip that, walk away. She never wants to acknowledge you. She act like you wasn't even standing there. Do you feel disrespected?
Yeah. It wouldn't have made it to no damn 30 seconds.
Exactly.
I've been there.
Hey, I have too.
My response was you better tell this girl you get slapped. You better tell her what's really for real, shit, because it's rude. You know what I'm saying? It's rude on both parts if you let 30 seconds pass and you ain't introduced your girl, and it's rude to her not to speak and acknowledge you even there. That's just fucking being grown, shit.
I do. I have to agree with you on that because I would be mad at my girl, too, for like, yo, you couldn't introduce me to this motherfucker?
Right.
Y'all having a conversation and you can tell him that, hey, hold on, let me introduce you to my man or my husband, whatever. Come on now. Now I'm thinking y'all got some shit going on the side, making me look like I'm stupid.
I'm quick to say, and who the hell are you?
Man, you just
the fuck?
Man, you took the words right out of my mouth. Shit, hey.
Baby girl, you finna get him slapped, shit. You might want to go have a fucking seat.
Right. Who the fuck are you? My thing is this. Now, if you say, hey, this is such and such, and he brushed me off, like, I wasn't talking to him. I was talking to you. Now, my whole attention is I'm finna whoop this motherfucker's ass. But now...
Right.
You sitting there ignoring me with this motherfucker?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, he can't do no more than what you letting him do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna tell
you, that's outrageous.
Me personally, I feel like within the first 8 to 9 seconds, hey, this is such and such. All right, cool. You know what I'm saying? You motherfuckers go over 9 seconds. Now I'm bumping you out the way. Excuse me. Hey, what's happening, player?
You sitting there with a tab clock.
You goddamn right.
She's about to go crazy.
Hey, I got a mental motherfucking TikTok.
Like
oh,
one Mississippi,
shit.
Two Mississippi.
You goddamn right. See, now we got the 8 Mississippi. See, I'm bumping you out the way. Hey, what's happening, player? What's up with you?
All right.
You know, because I know you see... After 8 seconds, you didn't realize that me and her together, it don't take a rocket scientist to figure this.
Right.
But, hey, I mean, maybe
that's that look I'm giving you.
Well, yeah, because I'm mean, that. I'm looking
because
at
I know one of my ex-coworkers pulled that shit up inside of, a club one night. And it was just, you know me,
okay.
So it just got a little ugly for her. Shit.
Details. What do you do?
The thing,
what happened,
and the thing about it, she was the one being funny because he, you know, she came and talked to him, and she was like, you know, she came over there and talked to him, so he like, you know, this is my girl or whatever, so she just kept on talking. I said, you being rude, bitch, now go have a seat. He can't talk to you no more tonight, bad bitch, and I'm not playing. And shit, he was like, man, I'll holler at you at work. Bye. Holler.
Hey, I ain't mad at you. I mean, I give you 8 seconds. Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, but she just totally ignored the fact that he said, you know, this my girl, you know what I'm saying, whatever. She tried to be funny, but I was funnier. Now sit your ass down somewhere there.
I'm going to punch the shit out your motherfucking ass.
Right, and he's going to help me if I'm not winning. He helped me, bitch. All that friendship and co-worker shit going right out the door, trust me.
Hell yeah, see, we getting kicked out this motherfucker together.
Exactly. Yeah.
We getting kicked out together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. Stupid. That's so stupid.
We gonna leave together.
I remember I told you about the guy who was in the club. I don't even really talk to him. We used to text and shit. And he tried to be funny and gonna tap my cousin and no, he tapped dude and gonna say tell her I said hey. He's like, who the fuck is that? I'm like, nobody. And I'm walking out to go smoke a cigarette and he of course followed me. I'm like, man, don't you ever do no dumb ass shit like that. Oh, I was just speaking. I don't give a damn if I ain't speak to you, don't say nothing to me. I was like, you tried to be funny. He'll slap your ass, and I'm going to help him. Say, stay your ass
wait a
in your
lane. Whoa. He spoke what? To you, and you ain't speak to him back?
I said hi, but the way he was, this is what he did. He said, when he said, tell her I said hi, I didn't even know he said that until we went outside. He said, tell her I said hi. So he was like, who is that? Who the fuck is that? And when I said, you know, hey, he said, you know what I'm saying, like, I said, what made you do all of, what was that about? I was like, don't do no shit like that.
Hold on. For us, for people's mind understanding, he tapped your dude and told your dude to tell you.
Yes, he
said,
he
hi.
Yes,
all right,
he did.
Yeah, all right. Motherfucker.
It was unbelievable.
I'm so glad.
He was so buzzed. Really.
I know you do.
Right.
I know him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And
right.
He and I can honestly say this, in all honesty, that dude better be lucky he didn't get punched in the fucking mouth.
Yeah, and the only reason he did not get punched in the mouth because we was having a good night and he was just like real pops. You know what I'm saying? He didn't pay no attention. He sat there for me like, what the fuck is dude? I'm like, oh, I went to school with him. What damn school? We went to all the schools together.
Right,
like,
all schools together. Shit, I know.
Right.
Okay, because you know if I was that, you know if I was that, I'd have helped him, right?
Yeah, my club, you know, they all sitting at the table like, who is dude, Celine? I'm like, man, shut up, just shut up, because you're going to get dude beat the hell up, just chill.
You know,
and then, you know, like I said, I stepped outside, and he comes out the door with me. Why would you even come out the door? But I was glad he did, so I can address him. Why would you tap that man on the shoulder? If I ain't even see you. Nigga, if I see you, then, you know what I'm saying, it can be a little high, whatever, but ain't no, you know what I'm saying, tap him on the shoulder. You was trying to be funny. Shit.
You going to talk.
I ain't know that was your dude. Shit. It don't matter.
All right, so now, Drew, I mean, my man Drew. Drew, you still here?
Yeah, I'm here.
Now, my man Drew say there's no problem with that.
No problem with that.
But, Drew, now, let me ask you, can it happen to you?
What you mean?
Can your lady do that?
My lady didn't do it. I don't trip on shit like that. I mean, everybody had their own pet peeves, but they trip off of. I just don't trip on shit like that. Man.
I mean, it ain't about tripping. It's all about respect. And actually, that's
like
just like
said,
being grown.
I mean, that's your opinion. You know what I'm saying?
So, all right, let me ask you, Drew. How would you, I mean, it wouldn't bother you or nothing like that, or you just like, fuck it, that's you doing you, fuck it, I ain't gonna even trip.
Like I said, it happened to me before. You know what I'm saying? I done done it, and she done done it. You know what I'm saying? Like my girl, well, my girl before now, she was from Mississippi. You know what I'm saying? We go back home. People she ain't seen in a while, you know what I'm saying? She a husband, you know what I'm saying? Hey, whatever, blue, and they gone about the rest.
My friend ain't got to say shit to me. That's her friend. She know him. I don't know the motherfucker.
And they ain't got to acknowledge me, or she ain't got to say nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because I already know.
She know who I am, and I know who she is.
So, I mean, it's just that's just how I feel.
Drew, I got to honestly say, man, you're a better man than me. I give you that, man. I mean, that takes some strong will to do. I'm not going to even front on you. I'm not being funny. But that takes some strong will to do. I don't have it, man. I don't have it in me. I'm not going to sit here on this damn show and sit there and say, I can do that, Drew. I can't. I mean, dog. So let me ask you. Let me ask you, man. What do the calmness come from? I gotta ask you. What do the calmness come from against you?
The old Drew used to do a whole lot of crazy shit, man. I just had to take a time out and change. You know what I'm saying? Stupid shit. So I just cut out a whole lot of bullshit out of my life, man. You know what I'm saying? I ain't finna trip over no nigga just because he don't speak to me. What kind of bullshit that is?
I mean, I understand. I hear what you're saying, Drew, but I'm I ain't gonna lie and tell you that that'll be me. I commend you for it. I commend you for it. I mean, if you can walk past it, that's good. Me personally, I just couldn't do it. I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's my pride or whatever, but I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to sit there and I'm not going to do it. I'd be lying if I sit here and say, damn, you know what? I could do that shit. I can't. I mean, maybe it's fucked up. I'm not going to even say it's right or wrong.
Yeah, no, I'm a big deal, shit.
I can't do it. I cannot do it, man. If a motherfucker, I'm going to tell you, dog, I was cracking jokes, but at the same time I was serious. You got an 8-second window. I will give you 8 seconds. After 8 seconds, you ain't acknowledge me. Like, I'm standing in front of her. Hey, what's happening, partner? Then, after being this motherfucker get it established what it is, now I'm finna go after your ass. Oh, bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind. You just gonna disrespect me? Bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind.
Oh, shit. You're retarded.
No, I'm serious. I'm damn fucking serious. I'm gonna call. You know what? And I'm not even big on calling no women bitches. Now, I call you a bunch of motherfuckers. But for me to be like, bitch, and you know how you women be like, what you say, bitch? Yeah, bitch, and you bet not nut up. Don't nut up, because I'm for that goddamn fool.
You know we nutting up after you said the B word. You might as well cancel it.
Well, you know what? I'm going to be real with you. I said it in the sense of you nutting up. Because now I got a reason to chat. Now I get to take your ass up. I got a reason to snatch your... Get your motherfucking ass in this car, bitch. You lost your motherfucking mind.
And you know what my daddy do that.
What if they acknowledge? What if they acknowledge you, but then are they still allowed to hug you too?
Who?
So they acknowledge. Say the dude. say the dude.
Say who?
To your man. You know, but then he still hug your girl. Is there like a time limit?
Once you heard that, hey, this is my dude, nigga, your hands better not move. Nigga, your man, stay to your motherfucking side. Stay to your motherfucking side.
I didn't know you had so much Ike Turner in you, Cash.
Yeah,
God damn.
Ike come out. Hey, baby. You ain't make Ike. Who made Ike? Shit.
Oh, shit.
Man, I wish a motherfucker would that. Look here. What did he say? Hey, nigga, you don't talk about bitch like I ain't standing here. Is you crazy?
I'm Storm Smooth. Shit.
Man.
Oh, I.
That's one thing. Wait a minute. Hold on. Who else we got on the show? Who else we got on the show? Because I know it ain't just us. Mia, where you at? Miss? Miss, I ain't answering shit.
I mean, I just wonder, because women do it all the time. Like, this woman, she acknowledged me and said, hey, whatever, but she hugged him. I could have swore she was trying to get a feel of his dick and everything. She hugged him so tight.
Right. So you don't feel that was a disrespectful act?
Yeah, it was disrespectful, but he didn't say nothing.
Man, look here, I'm going to tell you like this. If my old lady with me and I'm like, okay, hey, you know, this one, she tried to hug. I'm not hugging you. Don't you touch me. Do not touch me.
I know. Them damn girls, when you was over there that day, you know them damn twins. One of them, not the one I got into, but the other slutty one. You know, I'm sitting there drinking, and they came in, you know, put the pole up. There ain't no fucking pole getting up. It's 2:00 in the morning. We shut down the party. So all I heard was, you got it looking real good in here. Get a man. I said, bitch, what did he just say?
Yeah,
he said,
that's what I got.
His apartment looked nice. I said, bitch, I bought everything up in here. I'm the man. I said, now you got to go. Get your ass up out of here, stupid.
Is that what I put you in the kitchen?
No, this was a whole nother day. That's what I'm saying. It wasn't even the one he was messing around. I think he messed around with her, too. But it wasn't even her. It was her sister on a whole nother day. I'm like, he the man, y'all just some straight up stinks. You know I body slam you, bitch. Get out. It's time to go. You always put somebody out, you don't live here. I don't care. Bye. Get the hell out. I was like, y'all just some straight up slut. Y'all was crazy. How the fuck you talking about he the man? Hell, he the man.
I do know the night that I was there. Old girl.
You're not calm.
You was calm until she said something. That's when I was like, hey, come on, let's go take a picture.
Now, there been talking about some. I shouldn't have came in and spoke to her. Girl, you finna get bodied. What the fuck is you talking about?
I can't remember what she said totally, but I knew she got disrespectful, and I knew that's when I grabbed you, like, hey, come on, let's go to the kitchen and take a picture. Because I was like, oh, Lord. And I'm looking at him like, man, is you seeing any of this?
Yeah. He damn near finna piss on himself, because you know when I attack this bitch, you next. The fuck? So ass out of here.
Well, I walked out the kitchen. He was like, thank you. I'm lost in the
night. Hell yeah, he already know.
He never thanked me that much. He's like, thank you. Now, he did put in a place, though. He did put in a place. When me and you walked in the kitchen, he did put in a place.
I ain't hear none of that.
I heard it. I was just trying to keep you from just acting up that night. And.
Mm-hmm. But you can honestly say she started it, right?
I heard him tell her, hey, why the fuck? You already know who she is. You know what it do. Don't get in here and get disrespectful. Right? And he did tell her, if you're going to get like that, you can leave. I did hear him say that. He did tell her that. If you're going to act like that, you can leave.
Mm-hmm. He's going to get him beat up and we ain't even go.
No, I'm just saying. He was very... He respected you to the utmost that night. But, old girl, I didn't know about the second part.
Yeah, this is a whole nother day. I'm like, y'all little chick, this is crazy. Like, y'all ain't seen me put my hands on a few bitches. I'm calm now. I'm all calm now. Y'all just act like I'm just not me no more. So maybe you always ever react. Shut the hell up. Shut up. Y'all being disrespectful.
Okay, now, I mean, if you feel like it, then if you say, okay, that's too much, then I understand that too. But I want to get the women's opinion from, because I got to be real. You was a big motherfucker that night. You was a bigger motherfucker than anybody I've seen in a very long time. If you don't mind. I mean, could you tell the scenario that night, what it was about?
It was about me and him was, I'm saying, we was like on the break, I guess you can say. And he asked me to come over the night before because he was having a get-together, but I was tired. So I said, no. So the next day, something went off in my head, like, go over there. Because he ain't called you no more last night. You know what I'm saying, was going on my phone until the party got to going. So I went over there, knocked out 5 times. He didn't open the door. I said, if I knock 2 more times, you know what's happening next, because my child is in here. So he opened the door. I'm talking about his boxers staying harder than Chinese math. I'm not just walking in, still calm. Who I see? This big booty bitch up in the bed. I was like, that's what you want? That was over with. So what I did was ask her boyfriend, did he know she was in his bed? And he was like, no. She ain't in his bed. I'm like, you ain't in LaPorte. How would you know? I said, call that bitch right now and ask her where she at. So 5 minutes later, I get a text like, you really going to tell that man his bitch in my bed? I was like, of course. You knew I was. And so when I seen her, I heard her. When I see her, when I see her, I got this to say. So what she said was, when she walked up on me the first time, she going to say, so you just not going to speak to me because I'm not understanding what you mad at me for. And you was all in my dude inbox asking for to take you out for drinks. I said, take me out for drinks? Oh, hell no. I said, I don't know where you got that inbox, that, info from or whatever. So it just basically went from there. I said, so you the one been telling him that I've been flirting with your dude. I don't want that little short man. So, it just went from there. But she came to me like that later on, sound fast. When I wasn't there, she was the one playing, playing house or whatever, running shit or whatever. So, she was feeling some type of way, and like I told her, don't listen to what he say, because he gonna, nigga gonna tell you anything to get in your pants. You know me. And, they used to be high school sweethearts or whatever. So she just thought they was going to rekindle some shit. And I just, like, had to let her know it wasn't going to happen. And that was pretty much it. But she was just, you know, like, she walked up on me twice, actually. Because when I walked past, something got caught on her hair, and her whole ponytail had raveled, and she thought I did it on purpose. I said, you know, I ain't no sucker punch type bitch. I get you head on. Come on now. I ain't do that on purpose. Be cool. Hey, Selena, it ain't even like that. I know it's not like that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it was crazy. That was
okay, so
crazy.
When I came in, that's what she was doing her hair.
Right, right.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
And see, she wasn't expecting me to come up in there. You know what I'm saying? That night, since I didn't come to the last party, she thought I wasn't coming to that party. And he wanted the drama because he was begging me to come over there. And he thought he was sitting. That's why I told her. He wants us to sit here and argue, but I'm not going to give you that. Because, you know, I don't argue too long before I drop bitches. So I'm not going to give him that, and I'm not going to give you that. Because you're going to get your ass beat over something you don't even know what's going on. Me and him was into it, and he used you as a pawn because he know y'all, you know what I'm saying, you feel some type of way about us getting together after y'all broke up. But we was never friends. I don't know why you telling people, you know what I'm saying, we was friends. We were never friends. We knew each other in school. I used to sell y'all some bullshit weed. But we was never friends. You the one took it there. They crazy. The thing I hate about them is every time they see me, they just break their neck. Hey, Selena, I'd be like, is y'all retarded? Why y'all got to speak to me? If I'm walking past, just let me walk. Oh, you know, we was cool. We was not cool. You know what I'm saying? We was cordial. We speak. That's all we need to do is speak. Don't run up on me hugging me. Straight up. But
okay.
That's
okay.
Bitches, so.
Now, I'm going to ask Jermaine.
Mm-hmm.
This situation, now you hear the situation. Now I'm going to use me and you. But you heard the situation. The situation, are you as cordial as Selena?
No. Mm-mm. No.
I mean, because I got to give it to her. She was so fucking, she shocked the shit out of me that night. I was in total awe. I was like, when the argument happened, I'm like, okay, the car game over. Let's just. I'm looking at him like, do something, because these motherfuckers finna fight. He's sitting there pop like, he ain't know what the fuck was happening. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, they gonna take you out far.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have got him the satisfaction of seeing me fighting that damn girl. So I would have dropped out with one hit. I ain't gonna fight that girl for
it. It wouldn't even been no fight.
Right. It wouldn't have been no damn fight. That's why he begged me to come to that party so damn much, because he knew she was gonna be there. Boy, please. I'm not gonna give you that satisfaction. I can have you any day of the fucking week. I just have to let bitches know not to be walking in my face talking about I was flirting with your little fat, dumpy ass dude. You can't do nothing for me. Nothing.
Okay, now Janine, now back to you. Now that's the situation. We at the party. Old girl, she say something to you. She's like, hey, man, you ain't even got to be like that.
Before she even said like, she would have been on the floor.
I promise.
As soon as she would have said something, I don't say. To people like that. That's just not me. That's not my style.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even know. I might just come and bust right in your face, and you don't even know what's going on. Don't even matter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think I was just, you know what? I think because I was drinking Kettle One, had it been some blue face or some shit, I probably would have been in the old stupid psycho man, but I just calmed myself so much. I got so much to lose if I would have fought her because I would have hurt that girl. I know I would have,
girl. No. Okay, now I understand what you're saying, but at the end of the day, let's just call the spade a spade. I pushed
that's
you
right.
In that kitchen before you could start swinging.
Yeah, exactly.
I pushed you in the kitchen before you could start swinging. Cause
you
was at that, when I seen you stand up, that's when I'm like, okay. That's when I'm like, hey, come take a picture with me.
See, that's why you got to do it unexpected for people like that, trying to stop them from doing what they're doing.
I don't know if he was fucked, if he was just that fucked up, or he just wanted to see it, but I'm like, okay. I'm
both.
Not. I'm like, okay, this shit is
And the crazy thing about it is, like I told her, you getting yourself in some shit. Every female I done got into it over him is because of pillow talking. I have, like I told her, I don't got nothing against you except for you kind of stepped on my toes because you up in here running your fucking mouth with him over some shit. You lying. You know what I'm saying? You lying on me, and he ain't no damn body. Because at the end of the day, you ain't getting nothing but some dick. Every little change that runs through this house is me. So I'm not really understanding. Did you do it to get back at me? Because you can't get back at me by sleeping with the damn man. It's just the way that you did it and tried to throw me under the bus. And like I told her, that's your last chance. You get no more tries. No more damn tries. It's a wrap for all that. And the killer part of that is, after all that, you know this damn girl has slept with two of my damn cousins at his house since then. I'm like, see, Selena, I ain't even into him like that. I see you into anybody that gives you some dick. Y'all just some dick hungry girls that's in y'all late 30s as me. So fuck is wrong with y'all, straight up. I was like, wow, and that's what you end up with. And she's sleeping with my baby cousin, not even no older cousin. These hoes is just straight getting drunk, just screwing.
Well, okay, I got one question. Why the fuck did they cuss me out? What the fuck did I do to them?
To you?
Because yeah, that night.
Because you knew me, that's what it was, because they was trying to tell you something. And I said, he's attached, get out his damn face. So you already knew how that went. I'm like, it ain't even like it. I'm like nobody, man. I'm like, shit, it's me. The fuck? And you know, they would have got you. I'm telling you that. Because, see, my brother was at a party. We was at another party. Imagine me, my brother, and his girlfriend was there. And they discussed, well, you and your brother grew up to be fan. I knew he was going to be fan. I'm like, I'm going to give him something like this. You know what I'm saying? His girlfriend over there. She knew it, but don't be sleep on her. So he went in the bathroom. When he went in the bathroom, he was so popped that he fell asleep. So I'm just looking at him going to the bathroom. You know, Boston Hall went in the bathroom behind him, and I just sat back because I knew a little bit was going to get up. And she went up there like, what the fuck is y'all doing? They up in that grinding on me, this dead sleep. I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with y'all? You know, we just can't even use the bathroom. So y'all using the bathroom together, and my brother, you know, sitting on the toilet, sleep. Man, y'all is crazy as hell. But that's their thing. I thought they was just stupid. I didn't know they was straight sweat like that. But
yo, G Money, I like this girl of yours.
Them little dumpy bitches get to me. I ain't lying. But that's crazy. And then they was gonna get your ass back. They was gonna put something in your drink. I mean, cash. Drop something in your drink and get your ass.
They want to drop shit in my drink, shit. All I did was spoke. I spoke. I said, hey, how y'all doing? And then one of the twins spoke, and the other one was like, who the fuck are you? Bitch, all I did was spoke to you.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I'm saying. You talking about who the fuck is you, bitch? Like they said, like my cousin, man, we be out there. This bitch don't tell us it was time to go. I said it was time to go. So she over there acting like we was deep fling. I was like, I don't give a damn what she do. On payday, the bitch can't stay. I don't care what she do. On payday, I'm up in here, which is crazy. I said, because we not together because we weren't seeing together at the time. I said, the only thing saved your ass is that I wasn't living here. You know damn well if that was my house, that you'd have been a damn memory. Come on now, be for real. I said, you played yourself. That's what it is. Shit. Simple as that. And, you know, she had a little purse and shit in the room. Like, yeah, I'll be here tonight. And I kicked her purse clean in the hallway. I said, not tonight. His kid's sleeping up in here. And I'm going home. Silly ass little girl. But they crazy. Mm-hmm. They're going to be some straight whores at 40. They're already 36.
Well, okay, what me at? Is Mia still on here?
Me and my little cousin.
No, not your little cousin. I guess you told me to put it on mute.
Oh, my cousin.
Tom, what you got to say about all this, man?
Man, in the mortal words of my man Tupac,
I don't give a fuck.
I don't give a fuck.
You talking about what, man? What, huh?
I just put it on there, man. I had to figure out some way. I know
wow.
I had two girls grinding me in the bathroom. I wouldn't be tripping.
Man, my little brother ain't even 150. Those bitches are pieces like 275.
Yeah, I had a whole problem with it. They could have killed my damn brother.
Yeah, yeah, I'm pretty sure he didn't mind.
He man, when he woke up, he did. And I'm at him. It didn't happen. Nobody likes the girl.
Well, I'm just
saying.
Wouldn't have bothered me.
No, I mean, okay, I understand it wouldn't have bothered you, but man, I'm saying the whole scenario in itself. I mean, you got two women. I mean, you got these women coming at you, but then your woman right there. I mean, what would you say? Would you tell them to bag the fuck off? What would you do?
I would tell them my woman center right there. Y'all need to ease up, or I'm gonna go tell her. You know what I'm saying? I would tell my woman, hey, you need to go holler at them two over there. They tripping. And then they would start something, you know, we could just whoop their ass up in there.
That's pretty much how it was going to go. Shit.
I mean, because if you tell somebody to back off, they should respect that. Hey, I'm with my woman. You know what I'm saying? I ain't trying to get into nothing. I'm straight. I'm cool. You know, I'm just trying to have a good time. They should respect that.
What's
that?
Why you always sound so angry?
Who?
You, Father Time. Holler at me.
I'm not angry.
Yeah,
I'm
not frustrated or angry. Shit. If that's so happy talk, I don't want to hear your mad talk. Jeez. Scary.
That's just the way I talk. I will still tell my woman that these two girls, I told them to leave me alone. They keep fucking with me. And can you please go tell them to tell? Can you please go tell them to leave me alone? And I left it at that. Now if they would have swung on my woman, then you know that's different. You know that'd be a whole new situation.
Well, I mean, but,
now, but you know.
Okay.
Well, I'm just saying nowadays, hold on a second, man. I'm just saying nowadays, and these women, they don't take no.
No, they don't take no
for nothing, man. You could tell them anything. Man, I got like three diseases. They like, well, you can just wear two rubbers. Huh?
Hey, you know,
what?
When a girl acts up promiscuous like that, they make me feel like they giving away shit. You know what I'm saying? That's crazy.
Okay,
that's
now see. Now, my thing is, I was there that night. And now, I'm not going to say both of them was acting fucked up. One was being cordial. The other one was, like, being real fucked up.
Yeah, she was irritated because I was there. That's what that was. That's all.
Yeah, because now the one of them, she was nice. She was like, after me and you came from out the kitchen, you know, she kind of pulled me to the side, like, you know, I ain't here for none of that. You know, I told my sister to cool out and all that. And, you know, but then the other one was like, shit, you ain't got to explain shit to him and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, oh, well, wait a minute, hold on.
I wish I'd have heard her talking that smack to you. That'd have been my reason to slap her in her damn mouth.
Well, see,
that's
I didn't
crazy.
Tell you because I knew that's what you was on. I knew that all it took was one thing to say, it was going to ignite you. So I'm like, okay, you know. But then she was like, you know, you ain't got to be in my sister's face. Hold on, now, I ain't in your sister's face. Your sister came and talked to me.
Wow.
We ain't even known that. We just, you know, she just trying to say, okay, she just can't have a good time. Now, the one sister, like I said, the one that you was beefing with, now she had it in for the rest of the night. She was on some shit that whole night.
She'll be on shit. Silly ass. Stay smart because they don't want none of this smoke. And I'm about my damn self out here. Shit. Maybe some deep ass, dusty ass bitches. Ain't no better.
Okay, well, I mean, you know, we, like I said, that night we was all, you know, we was all drinking. We was all drinking amongst other things. You know what I'm saying? Well, hey, everybody was partying.
Everybody had their own poison. Shit.
Yeah, everybody had their own poison that night.
Right.
Nah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, but I just, man, I was in awe because I was like, damn. I, for a woman, I mean, my thing is, you know that the man, you knew, they knew you was coming. I don't give a damn. They knew you was coming to that party.
Mm-hmm.
Me personally, I felt like they should have just shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Anybody with some damn sense, you know, she got a little liquor up in her. And like her homegirl said, girl, she was talking about what she had to say to you. I'm like, girl, talk don't move me. That's why I can't argue too long before I hit your ass. I don't be on that. I'm 35 years old, and I swear I've calmed down immensely. Shit, I'm raising two boys.
Well, Janine already
to get
said
hit by me. I'm going to jail.
Janine already said she wasn't even, she's not even for the left well, you know, get out of mouth, so.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You don't get no second chances.
I'm unexpected. People don't look at me and think that I'm that way. Because I'm real quiet. I'm quiet when I'm in public and stuff like that. And, you know, I keep to myself. I do me. I like to have fun and stuff like that. But don't get it twisted. I'll pull a knife out of anywhere and stab your ass real quick. You wouldn't even see it coming. It'd be like in the fucking prison system.
Like, oh, my God, Janine's a killer.
Okay. Now, let's just say we out and about. Let's just say we out and about. We go to a club. Now, let's just say a woman approached me, and I'm like, okay, I'm with my girl. I mean, do you get upset then? Do you feel like, all right?
I mean, shit, walk away.
It depends on what we on. Are we looking for a girl? Or is she being...
Hell yeah, we always looking for a girl. Shit, we always looking for one.
I mean, if she came up to you respectful and then you said, you know, just my girl or whatever, and we got to talking and we all started talking, I mean, that's cool. We can do that.
Right.
As long as she don't roll her eyes at you, we good.
Yeah, because, you know, you had them one girl, you was like, I'm with my girl, and they'll stand up with, I know he didn't. I'd be like, man, that is just a drink or something, so she could be that. I mean, I don't understand. You know, that's when that thirstiness comes out. That's why men don't be fucking respecting these women, because they don't respect their damn self. How you going to get mad at the person? You know your position. Everybody know their position. Some just fail to not, you know, come to terms with it, but it is what it is. Shit. Now, that's your fault. It's going to tell you any damn thing. Anything.
Well, yeah, that's true. I mean, woo-wee.
But, you know, I had a chick sit back. He, you know, the type of shit he do that what pisses me off because people think of me a certain way because he running his mouth. We had Peppies one night. And, you know, I just don't like conversating with people too many new people that know you because you're messy. So he's trying to introduce me, and I just, you know, kept on talking to my girl, Nikki. You know, we sitting at the table. I didn't come in here with you. You was up there, you know what I'm saying, with another party. So let me sit down here with my girl. We talking. You brought your whole damn party and just came to our table. So he stated, said, this, such. I never said nothing. Then he had some chick bring me a drink. And he like, well, this such and such. I never said nothing. So he was like, my girl crazy. Now, where the fuck that come from? I'm over here chilling talking. Now, where that come from? So I never said nothing. And so the girl goes on that.
Now, hold on now. If he's trying to acknowledge you to all these women that you his girl, why you getting mad?
Well, no, let me back up. It was some Facebook shit. Everybody knew who I was, but, you know, they flipping off slick at the mouth on Facebook. Therefore, I don't want to meet you in person. I don't want to know shit about you. So the one girl, she was sitting by me and said, she ain't got to worry about me because I don't want you. I think you ugly. So I said, excuse me, let me get up out this bar right quick because I don't need no bitch sucker punching me after what the fuck I'm finna say. You straight up look like a dude. If I was worried about anybody, you would not be the bitch I'm worried about, okay? So as far as you talking about me worried about, I'm not worried about nobody at this table. I really wish you, him, and the rest of these hoes would move.
ain't no hoe on me. I said, all right, I'm just saying, I wish the rest of y'all, I wish the rest of y'all bitches moved from over here. She started getting loud and shit. She was talking to my cousin. You know what I'm saying? Honey, you see me up here sitting at the table. You best believe, damn near, one person at every table in this bar is some kin to me. And so my cousin, like, you know, what the hell's going on? I'm like, ain't you fucking this bar, man? Tell this girl to go find something to do and take this punk-ass nigga with him. Everybody, just move everybody else away from this damn table. We over here chilling on some grown-up shit, and they over here on some other shit. Oh, well, I didn't know that was your cousin. I'm like, even if I wasn't his cousin, you know what I'm saying? Quit talking crazy to people because you do not know me, honey. I got hands. I said, you should have some hands, but you look like a man. You literally look like a man. And that's going to get you beat the fuck up. Get away from me. Shit. I mean, was I wrong? I don't really care if I was wrong. Shit.
You was just wrong for calling that man government on the damn radio show. You ain't going to call the man government name on the radio show.
Well, they know my damn name. Yeah, they put two and two together. Shit.
Yeah,
ain't going to hurt nothing.
Alright, well, once again, now I'm going back to Janine. Janine, what's happening? What's your take on it?
What, on this situation?
Yeah, this situation just said.
I mean, my thing is, if she ain't on that and she didn't want to be bothered, then, you know.
Right.
They approached her. She was trying to be nice to make you could see, I'm sure he knows her. You see what I'm saying? So he can see, okay, she don't want to be bothered. So why keep pushing the issue?
Right, exactly. And I told him that's the reason why we didn't come together. And then another scenario, you didn't got this girl. I mean, we beat the hell out of that girl. We took turns whooping this girl ass just because you in the club drunk, talking crazy to me, and this bitch jumped in my face. Don't be talking to him like that. He told me how you be treating him. My whole focus been turned on you now. And I whooped her ass from inside the club to the parking lot. I got tired. And my cousin took over. And she got fucking tired and I took over. She had five bitches with her. We went number two deep like they told her. You should have shut up and stayed out of her face. Shit. What you talking about? You know how I treat her. I don't care how I treat him. That ain't none of your business. You don't even know me. The hell are you talking about? What it was, she was listening to his sister and him. Shit, I don't know what you thought. She got knotted up, so I felt bad after I seen that girl. But whatever, shit, half out my face. And I beat your ass. He told me you treat him like shit. I said, well, take him home then. Take him home, and I'll be fine with that. I don't know who told you I was that type that you don't let y'all just keep running my face. And then y'all old and shit. They was in their 30s. I'm sitting here 19 and 20 and shit. The hell? This little bitch hit me. Yeah, this little bitch hit you. You should have jumped in my face. They're knocking them all bitches out. All right. He wanted to screw
damn,
all the old women.
You
saw that boy up.
God damn, Selena. You just be going wrong. Just go ham on motherfuckers.
And he's starting. You know what I'm saying?
And is that what men do? Y'all go around telling y'all sob story to the other woman?
Yeah,
and basically all y'all doing is pumping her head up and basically making her feel like, oh, well, see, I'm the one that's treating him right and this and that. Yeah. And so you ain't shit. So now she get it in her head that she can, even if he don't say for her to come to, you know, to approach my woman or nothing like that, you didn't pump her head up, so she thinks she got the right to do so.
And you know what? Right before, I promise to God, I didn't know that girl. And she was visiting her friend upstairs, your cousin, baby mama. She was visiting her, and it was like every time I walked in the building, she'd be in the door or something. She'd pull a door up. You know, what's wrong with this girl? But you know, I ain't making no noise. My granny lives in that building. So one time I'm outside talking to Matt, and she like, can you go get my 211? I'm like, man, who is that? I'm like, go get that bitch that dollar bill, for she go crazy. She like, you don't know who that is? I'm like, oh, he gonna say, that's who I'm gonna be upstairs fucking with. I said, oh, that's why she be closing the door on me. Still one tripping. Hey, that's on you and your thing. But when we got to the club, you're feeling some type of way, because I don't know. So ass got dropped like 50 times, and then none of your girls help your ass. Like I told you, I ought to be fighting them, which is not me, shit. They said up there, kept picking your ass up off the ground. We kept snatching your ass up, talking that bullshit. You went back to Minnesota, got beat up, beat down. Yeah, four black eyes and only got two eyes. Your ass out of here. Hell yeah, and Shay was there. Uh-oh, shit. Well, he was there, and he seen everything. It was crazy that night, man.
Let me go back to something Janine said.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now I heard everything you said.
Mm-hmm.
And my response to that is the reason I got you is to talk to you.
I'm not saying you can't talk to me and down the woman that you with.
Thank you.
You with her is what I'm saying. So evidently you with her for a reason. Of course, you only gonna come to me and tell me the bad stuff. You ain't gonna tell me you fucked the shit out of her the other night. You ain't gonna tell me that, you know, y'all had a good time and y'all went out together. You ain't gonna tell me the good part. You only gonna tell me the bad part. But my thing is, I'm sensible enough to know, okay, if you gonna come talk to me, you know, if you want to come talk to me about certain things, that's fine, but I'm not going to take it up on myself to do certain shit like that. But a lot of women do, is what I'm saying. A lot of women take it up on themselves because you dogging your wife or woman out to them. And so they feel like, well, see, I treat him way better than her, and she ain't shit, and all this and that. And now she, you know, she your cheerleader on your bandwagon, and now she, because it happened. It happened to me. Now, he didn't want to call this woman all type of shit. This woman had called my motherfucking phone, okay, to tell me I ain't shit and that he leaving me and all this and that. I said, bitch, you call my phone one more time, I will be at your motherfucking door. She called my phone again. I came to her house where her and her husband and her children live at, and she didn't fucking answer the door. I said, bitch, I will beat your motherfucking ass if you ever call my motherfucking my phone again. I mean, it's just disrespectful.
Right. And
if you're gonna do what you're gonna do, if you're gonna do what you're gonna do, do it. Why do we have to be brought into it? Our relationship shouldn't be brought into it.
Exactly. That's hating, if you ask me.
That's making the woman feel sorry for you. You know what I'm saying? It's like, is that your game plan? Is that what you have to do in order, you know, to make the woman love you or something like that?
Hold on. Now, at the same time, if you knew I had a woman going in, you already know it's problems at home, which is why I'm with you in the first dang on place, because if I was happy, I wouldn't be with you. So now how you going to get mad at me if I'm expressing my frustrations to you? You supposed to be right here.
That's when that old saying go, control your hoesy. You can tell me what you want. Control your hoesy. Yeah.
What I'm saying is, if you do tell me, I'm saying you can tell me. I'm sensible enough to know that y'all have good times and y'all have bad times. I'm saying you have to know the person that you with, because a lot of women are not like that. They are showing up at your motherfucking door, is what I'm saying, trying to fight her. You don't even know what the fuck going on. You see what I'm saying?
Exactly.
And now everybody looking crazy. You looking crazy. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to help y'all out.
Honestly, when the dude started talking that shit, when you try to court me and you get to talking bad about your woman, that's a turn off to me. I don't want to hear that shit. Not if I'm just meeting you, you know what I'm saying? You trying to get to know me and you just, whether it's true or false, I don't want to hear it, because I'm a woman and a mother of my damn self. And me personally, I don't really care. I ain't going to approach your woman because I can care less. That's on y'all. And as far as him not being happy at home, the only time that dude ever stepped out on me is when the hell I didn't want to be bothered. Trust me. When I didn't want to be bothered. It wouldn't have shit to do with him every time he stepped out on me, because I didn't want to be bothered. And, hey, if you weren't happy, then step out. Shit. Period. All together. 100%. Ain't no stepping in and out and thinking you finna just keep on having hoes approach me. That's the third chick that approached me. That's the third damn girl that approached me, but only two of them got their ass beat. You know what I'm saying? And I got sick of it. I'm sick of it now.
And
I'm not doing
that.
Y'all misunderstanding what I'm saying.
A lot of them women think, like, if they really, you know, go gung-ho for you, you're going to leave your wife or you're going to leave that woman you with. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So they try to go above and beyond what you really, your purpose. That's, you know, we understand what your purpose is or why you with them and things like that. But some women go too, they do too much. And that, and that's what I'm saying. That's not your, that was not what you was looking for. Because at the end of the day, you know, that's where you're going to be. You're going to be at home with the person you with, that same person you complain about and talk shit about until you ready to leave. Until that's something you decide to do, if you ever do it.
And then you got, you had that little tramp twin. She's telling him, you always got your kids. She ain't never got her damn kids. I'm like, wow, that's the type of shit you be listening to. I said, did you tell her that I had them and I always had my kids? And we live, like, what, four houses down, and they walk to their dad's house? I was like, that's what I'm saying. You need to check them because you ain't going to do nothing but get them they face sitting in. I said, they come from a bitch that can't keep a man and got all these damn kids, and baby daddies ain't dealing with none of them. She mad. Get over it. The hell you looking like being a woman saying some shit like that? If he got his kids, he needs to have his kids. So what? How was that possibly a problem to another woman?
The hell up out of here.
Why y'all crazy? Y'all angry as hell. Why y'all so angry?
We ain't angry. We just talked.
Damn, we supposed to be having fun. Y'all angry to the motherfucker.
We trying
to have
fun.
Ain't nobody angry. Right. We just getting our point across. We're that we're passionate. We're speaking with passion. It's okay. It's a difference.
Shit.
Sound like anger to me.
Well, you sound like you're angry too, so that makes two, three of us. What you mad for?
Actually, I'm not.
I'm not angry.
I'm not angry either. Shit, I'm over that shit. And I won every fight. So, what the hell am I mad for?
Told that bitch I'm home.
You've been talking about fighting people all night.
No, I just said I was. I was. That was my younger day, honey. I don't do that crap. That's why I be in the house. I go to work and then I'm shit.
You gonna run across on these youngsters. Well, put it on you.
And please, I drop a young, old dude, female, whatever. Shit. I don't care. But I don't put myself in that position. So I ain't worried about it. But you best believe I ain't worried about no young, old, or nobody. I got young ones for the young ones and the old ones for the old ones if it came down to it.
So much anger. I feel like Rodney King. Can we all just get along?
I get along with everybody. I'm the coolest person you gonna ever meet.
You man, what I'm talking about? You had to beat this bitch up, beat that bitch ass, and those two hoes got jumped on. Come on, now.
Oh, honey, I'm talking. When I was 20 years old, that's over 15 years ago. You clearly, you're not even listening, honey.
So now you're just trying to relive your glory days, huh?
Yeah, no, I was telling him, maybe you should have listened to the host because he asked me to recap the story of what happened. Remember that.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Y'all is crazy.
No, you trying to relive your youth.
You crazy. You want me to be something that I ain't. I'm not an angry person, trust me. You going out for Facebook and some other shit, sweetheart. Don't live my life through Facebook. I just be bored.
Run up on a 20-year-old then. With your tough ass.
Boy, please.
I run up on
one
of those 20-year-olds out there.
That's what I'm saying. I never run up on nobody. Shit, they run up on me. Damn, I look like running up on somebody.
Let me ask them. We all older people, man. With him saying that. I mean, we all talk that shit. Like, you know, we can do this. Can we do that? Nah. With you being your age and then you being your age, do you really think you could, like, now here you get this viral 20, 21, 22-year-old. You think you can handle him?
Hell yeah, I could. Why wouldn't I?
Sure. I'm just an actor.
I'm just telling you. So I'm angry.
Okay. Janae, what about you?
I think I can handle myself.
I don't see why I wouldn't.
Okay, I'm just saying. Yeah. Shit, I'm going to be like a girl.
And these little like young heifers, they be so doped up off all these drugs, that should be
man, who these little kids is just crazy. Shit, I got to pop one before I even do anything. Pop one?
I remember
the worst case scenario, smoke a joint.
Man, they don't even smoke joints. They all cushy. What they call it? Crap, bitch.
What is it then? Tunchi.
Tunchi. Oh, my God. People going crazy off of that. That's what I heard.
What is it called?
Tunchi.
Gas station weed. Tunchi.
Oh, the gas station weed.
Yeah, they call it then. Tunchi.
Tunchi.
Yeah.
Tunchi, they popping Miley's and all of
it. Never heard of that shit.
It's the gas. You ain't never seen the gas station weed?
Nope. I mean, I see old body shit, but I'm straight on it. I don't know nothing about it.
Seriously, you don't know nothing about the gas station weed thing. They call it K2.
They don't sell gas station weed up here, bro.
Well, they stopped selling it everywhere, but they still sell it. You find the right gas station, they going
to
sell it.
Right. You go to the hood.
You say what?
You have to go over door.
I'm like, what the hell is a Tootsie? That's a little like,
right, because we were, you know, we was at the Sugar Shack, and they like, shit, we need that Tootsie. I'm like, what the fuck is Tootsie?
And you know, it's a guy that I met. He said he got half that Tootsie stuff, and he bit his whole damn thumb off damn near.
Oh.
And I seen it, and it looked just so disgusting. He said, I lost myself. He said, I still smoke it because you get addicted to it. And I was going to say, somebody else I know just admitted they sent him to the hospital. And I thought it was dope. But they said he don't smoke dope. It's that Tootsie. And I'm just like, what the fuck is in that stuff? They said this is a incense or something. I don't know, but
the motherfucker says is not made for human consumption. I'm sorry. All you gotta do is put that motherfucker on the package. Not made for human consumption. I'm not touching that shit.
You could die from smoking this shit. Let me get some of that. That is not healthy. That is not healthy.
What are you talking about? That's some shit that you could die from.
That's the new trend. Let's die.
Yeah. That's like,
who want to die tonight? How many niggas want to die tonight?
He's
in the hospital right now. He had a stroke, and they say it was just straight from that country. I'm like, oh, my God. What is wrong with that?
You know, people used to, you know, I was around some people and they were just looking like zombies. I'm like, what the hell?
My little sister, like, shit, I told you, man, they be up there messed up off that tune. I'm like, what the hell? Ooh, Lord, y'all need to change. Jesus.
Man, I'm at the funeral, motherfuckers hollering, I need that tune sheet. What the fuck y'all talking about? I'm looking like what is a drink?
No.
I'm looking like what the drink at. Shit, I'm like, what? I mean, I ain't gonna lie, I was dumbfounded. I ain't know what the fuck they are. I'm like, the tune.
Well, I know my little cousin had rolled up a cushy blunt, and I didn't know. You know, I smoke weed, and I hit that shit. Like, what the hell is this? And then, you know, I smoke Reggie. I'm like, what the hell is Reggie? Weed. I said, I don't want none of that dumb shit.
Yeah.
I hit it one time, and I was just sitting there half about 2 hours with no damn reason. Like, I don't like that at all. You stick to what I know.
Right.
They probably think you the police. Hey, you ain't never going to find it.
Right. Right. They going to walk in. Can I, hey, what's the Tootsie? Who got the Tootsie? No Tootsie sold here. There's no Tootsie sold here.
I don't know what that shit is, man.
They straight up think I was the police. Hey, man, let me get some of that.
Dude, this
I can't pronounce shit.
Turns out on heroin and shit. It's just ridiculous. It really is. Sad, I'm a generation. It's a new drug every day.
That's because, you know why that is? That's because motherfuckers, they trying to capture that first high they ever had. That's why they branch off into all that different shit.
That's stupid.
I mean, why are you smoking some shit that can kill you? This shit can kill you. Why the fuck are you smoking it?
Yeah, you're right.
That shit don't make no sense. Now you're going to be high as hell.
Because
you're dead. That shit is crazy. I'm going to smoke some shit that's going to kill me. This is like, y'all seen them commercials, right, where they be like talking about Viagra and all this Cialis and all this shit, and then you listen to all the goddamn side effects. Man, fuck that shit, man. You got to take that one pill, you got to take 20 other pills for the side effects.
That's what most drugs that's crazy.
I seen one commercial, I forget what drug it was, that motherfucker said can lead to death. Why the fuck am I going to take that?
I've seen something
may
cause suicide.
Can lead to death. Who the fuck
going to
take that?
Yeah, they say suicide and all kind of shit. I'm like, who the fuck want to take that? I'll stick to my damn ill. This shit. I don't want to get an extra one trying to get ill.
Man, fuck it. I'm just going to stay sick. I'm just going to be sick. I'm going to be sick than a motherfucker. I'm not taking none of that shit. Fuck it. Can lead to death? I mean, come, if you have a stroke, call an ambulance. Duh.
And
that can lead to
stroke. And, you know, the government is the biggest drug pushers. That's all that shit is, all these drugs. They got cures for all this shit. They just pushing these drugs out. And as I be doing these pills at work, I just be looking at this one lady like, you take 27 fucking pills at one time. I've been working here. It'll be a year in August.
That's for all the side effects.
I've never seen this lady sleep. You hear me? I'm talking about all those drugs interacting. You know what I'm saying? Interacting. Man, this lady be doing circles and taking shit off the wall. I just be sitting there like, well, I'm going to touch me. Yeah, that's on her. But they got to be, so she got bags out under her ass. I'm like, they ain't supposed to be giving this woman that. They ain't not supposed to be giving her all them damn drugs. I said, that ain't nothing, but that's just money. That's
hey, you know what? You know what my favorite part of those commercials are? It says, like I say, it can cause stroke. If this happens, call 911. Or stop taking it.
Right.
If it leads to a stroke, stop taking it. And
that's your favorite part.
Go see your normal doctor. Stop taking it. I'm fucking dead.
Oh, my God. I'm dead as hell. Hello, 911.
I'm dead. I'm dead to the motherfucker. Now you want me to stop taking it? If you stop feeling these symptoms, stop taking it and see your doctor immediately. Duh. Motherfucker in the hospital.
Or like,
yeah,
because
I'm taking
it. You're going to cure this one thing, but then you'll have rectal bleeding. You won't be able to.
Right.
You won't.
That right there. Rectum bleeding and all that. Oh,
shit.
All right. Pap on, just take a pill? No. All I have was migraines. Now I got motherfucking rectum bleeding. I got gout now. My feet just broke up. No. High blood pressure. I didn't have smoke on my left side. Now I can't move. But goddamn, I got these migraines no more. Nah, that's all.
Well, hey, remember, if you stop feeling those side effects, stop taking it immediately, man.
Hell!
Stop taking it right away.
I done already had the stroke, man. Shit is good.
If your kidneys start to shut down.
Right. Once your kidneys shut down, stop taking it.
Like, you don't know when your kidneys shut down.
Right. I'm on dialysis now, but I don't have no more migraines.
It's a clean deal.
All
All right, man. We got
to
get that.
I'm telling you, y'all got to listen to those commercials. If you listen to those commercials, man, some of those side effects is a motherfucker, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
You got to take 30 other pills to kill that first pill.
Simon, let's get out of here, man. We got to get out of here.
All right, let me start here. Janine, you got any last words?
Yes, it was a good show. Good talk with everybody. I'll be back tomorrow.
That's what's up. Moda, you got any last words?
Who?
That's you, Selena.
Oh.
You said what? What you call
That's
me?
That's her new name, Moda. Motor.
Motor. Why are you telling me motor?
Yep. Motor mouth.
I'll holler at you tomorrow.
Oh, my goodness.
Good show. Good show, Cass. Father Time, you suck. See you later, ladies. Talk to you tomorrow.
Wow.
Got your damn motor.
Like I said, Rodney King up in this motherfucker. Can we all just get along? I don't know if me or still here. I see.
Nope.
I'm sorry, everybody. I'm not feeling well. I'll try to talk to y'all some more.
All right, that's what's up. I don't know. Well, shout out to me.
Yeah,
all right. Thank everybody for calling. Thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. TennesseeRadioShow.com. All right, man, take us out.
All right, you know what
we're doing. Oh, Selena got mad at me.
TennesseeRadioShow.com. Coming soon, y'all. I know y'all keep saying, damn, we're coming soon. We're coming soon. But it is coming soon. We're going to get it, y'all. Be back tomorrow.